You are listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, YKHC's diabetes prevention.
Good morning and welcome to Wellness Wednesday, hosted by the YKHC Diabetes Prevention Control Department. My name is Ray Peterson, and I am the outreach specialist for the Diabetes Prevention Control. I would like to have our Diabetes Prevention Control team members come in and introduce themselves and their role in helping prevent diabetes in our region. So first up, we have Elizabeth Tressler.
Thank you, Ray. My name is Elizabeth Tressler. I go by Beth. I am the coordinator for YKHC's Diabetes Prevention and Control Department. We are a grant-funded program through the Special Diabetes Program for Indians, which is a nationwide grant. We are one of 19 grantees in the state of Alaska. Because of the grant, we are able to offer a plethora of services to the region, including clinical services and outreach services. We have a team of staff that includes dietitian, nurses, pharmacists, as well as outreach people. With this group, we are able to offer group medical appointments for patients from the region that have diabetes. We offer case management services to ensure that our clients with diabetes are getting all of the care that is recommended for people with diabetes. We have a support group that happens monthly. We offer diabetes self-management education classes where people can participate in a group and learn about diabetes management. And we also offer various outreach events throughout the region.
Thank you, Beth. So now I'm going to introduce our diabetes pharmacist, Catherine Reynolds.
Hi, this is Catherine Reynolds. I work as a diabetes pharmacist on the team. I review medications for patients with diabetes, prediabetes, and gestational diabetes, and make sure that they're safe and that they're working. I've lived in Bethel for over 4 years, and this is, I'm going into my third year on the team.
And next we have Amber Jones, Diabetes Outreach Specialist for the Diabetes Department.
My name's Amber Jones, and I'm one of the Outreach Specialists in the Diabetes Department. As an Outreach Specialist, I get to travel out to the different villages in our region to give educational presentations and do fun activities with the kids. We also do activities here in Bethel, such as wellness walks, which happen every Monday at noon, and we even do some cooking classes and some other fun activities. If you're interested in getting us to come out to do outreach with your group or community, please give us a call at the diabetes main number, which is 543-6133.
I'd like to introduce Abby Miller, one of our diabetes case managers and nurses.
My name is Abigail Miller, and I'm a registered nurse. I've been living in Bethel for over 4 years. I've been with the Diabetes Prevention and Control Department since the beginning of 2018. We all wear various hats in our department. Some of the hats I work as a case manager for people with diabetes, prediabetes, and gestational diabetes. I also work as a clinical diabetes educator providing care here in Bethel and throughout the 58 villages in the YK Delta.
And now we have Rachel Spaulding, our diabetes registered dietitian.
Hi, my name is Rachel Spaulding. I'm a registered dietitian in the Diabetes Department. I'm originally from the Seattle area, and I'm a member of the Siletz Indian Tribe on the Oregon coast. I've traveled quite a bit, and I enjoy learning about different cultures, which is what brought me to Bethel in March of this year. I have a passion for helping people improve their health through healthy eating and exercise. My job as a dietitian is I like to do one-on-one appointments with people, which I think a lot of people are afraid to see me because they think, oh, I don't want to see the dietitian because she's going to put me on a diet or she's going to tell me that I can't eat some of my favorite foods. And that is not what I do. I really believe that eating should be an enjoyable experience. And I love to sit down with people and teach them how they can make healthy choices while continuing to eat the foods that they love. So I work at the hospital here in Bethel, and I also do village travel, which I really enjoy doing as well, getting out and meeting people in the community and meeting people face-to-face and in group medical appointments as well. If you would like to come and see me, I would love to sit down with people one-on-one or in a group setting to help teach you about healthy eating.
Now I'd like to bring back Catherine Reynolds to share general information about diabetes. Take it away, Catherine.
Thanks, Ray. So let's talk about diabetes. Diabetes is a disease when you have high levels of blood sugar, also known as glucose, in the blood over a long period of time. This could be months, years. This high blood sugar or glucose in your blood happens when your body is unable to produce enough insulin. Now, insulin is a hormone that's made by an organ in your body called the pancreas, and it helps lower your blood sugar by taking the sugar from your blood and putting it into your muscles or your brain for energy or for storage for later. You can use this energy when you exercise or when you're studying for a test. There are a few types of diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is insulin dependent. So what that means is your body doesn't make any insulin, and so you have to use insulin through shots in your skin. Type 1 diabetes usually happens in young children or young teenagers, usually doesn't happen to adults. Now, type 2 diabetes, we used to call adult onset diabetes, happens when your insulin stops working as well as it used to. And so it's unable to get all that sugar out of your blood. Now, we used to call it adult onset because it used to only happen in adults after they've had high blood sugar for a long time. However, we are now seeing that there are a lot of children who maybe have unhealthy diets that are developing type 2 diabetes. Then there's gestational diabetes, or we say diabetes during pregnancy. This happens due to the mom's hormones during pregnancy that makes her insulin not work very well. And then we have a category of people who we say have pre-diabetes. And what this means is that their blood sugars are going up, but not high enough to be diabetes, but high enough to be at risk for diabetes. And so we also sometimes treat these people as diabetes to prevent them from getting diabetes. Now, the main reason we treat diabetes is to prevent the complications from diabetes. So when you have long-standing high blood sugars, this can lead to having a heart attack or a stroke, also kidney failure or requiring dialysis, blindness, losing the feeling in your hands or feet, having wounds on your feet that would lead to amputations. So they're all very serious reasons why we want to control blood sugar. There are several risk factors for having diabetes. If you have a family history of diabetes, this is especially important for people with type 1 diabetes. That's often a family history related, but also type 2. And with type 2, a lot of times it's the diet of the whole family. So if your whole family, for example, drinks soda with every meal, then all the members of the family are at risk for type 2 diabetes. Also, a lack of physical activity. So you're not using that energy that was stored in your muscle cells. Being overweight, having more fat on your body does make it harder for that insulin to do its job and get the sugar in your muscle cells. Also, being over the age of 40, as we get older, our bodies tend to slow down. And so just being older increases your risk. And then also race or ethnicity. So we have noticed that specifically Alaskan Natives are at very high risk of developing diabetes. It's probably because a lot of Alaskan natives used to just eat a native diet for a very long time. But with the introduction of grocery stores and Western food, it could be diet related as well. So some symptoms of diabetes, if you're feeling these symptoms and you're concerned, you can go to your doctor and ask for a screening for diabetes. If you feel very thirsty all the time, like you're drinking water but it's not enough. Also, if you are urinating very often. Blurry vision, feeling extremely tired or fatigued. You have cuts or bruises on your skin that are slow to heal. You have genital infections or other infections that are also very slow to heal or that come back very frequently. You feel very hungry even when you eat. And you have tingling or pain or numbness in your hands or your feet. So again, if you feel any of those, it might be a good idea to make an appointment and have yourself screened for diabetes. Now, a question that I often get is diabetes curable or reversible? This is an interesting question. Technically, because diabetes is a chronic condition, you live with it forever once you have it. Now, a lot of times with proper diet and exercise, you can control diabetes on your own without medicine. But that's something that you would have to talk to your doctor or the diabetes team about. Now, what are some ways to prevent diabetes? Definitely physical activity. So walking for 30 minutes 5 days a week, or running, or swimming, or doing a circuit workout would be helpful to prevent diabetes. Also, healthy eating. So reducing sugary sweetened beverages that you drink, like soda or sugary coffee or juice. Eating healthy foods, so limiting junk food and trying to eat vegetables, whole grains. Those will all help to prevent diabetes. And then having regular exams with your provider so that they can monitor you and warn you if you're at risk for diabetes. Now, how is diabetes diagnosed? We can do a blood test. It's called an A1C, and it measures your blood sugar over the past 3 months and takes an average. We compare that number to a set of numbers we have, and depending on the number, tells us whether a person has diabetes or prediabetes or has normal blood sugar. It's a good idea to get this blood test at least once a year, and then if you have diabetes, we do it more often than that. And that's diabetes.
Listeners, my name is Ray Peterson with the YKHC's Diabetes Prevention Control Department. I'm one of the outreach specialists, and I'm here to talk about some tips for the holiday season and meal planning. Other things that we have going on this month is November, as you may or may not know, is National Diabetes Month. And what this means is the Diabetes Department has been hosting A1C screenings, much like the Katie during the intro was saying, that it's a test to check the average amount of sugar that has been in your blood over the past 3 months. We're offering these screenings in two locations today at the hospital in the lobby area and at the new YK building also in the lobby area. So we will be doing those booths from 11 to 1 p.m. today. Additional things that we have going on for National Diabetes Month is we are hosting a grocery store tour over at the AC store here in Bethel. And what this is an opportunity for folks to come in and meet with our dietitian. Her name is Rachel Spaulding. She will be conducting this grocery store tour and sharing all the neat information on choosing healthy foods in a very somewhat tight budget, within $30, and she can just show exactly how much food you can get for however many people within that budget. So if you are interested in participating in this grocery store tour here in Bethel, that will be occurring from starting at 3 p.m. today to 5 p.m. So again, if you want to participate in this grocery store tour, feel free to call our main diabetes line to sign up or meet us at the store. So our main diabetes number is 543-6133. And additionally, still going along the lines of National Diabetes Month, November 14th, which is today, is World Diabetes Day. And to celebrate that, other than the booths and the grocery store tours, the YKHC's Diabetes Department is hosting a contest, well, not necessarily a contest, but an opportunity for people to get some diabetes swag by submitting a photo of yourself and several friends wearing blue, because blue is a color that we in the diabetes world kind of just put towards a universal color to represent diabetes. So get a couple of your friends, take a selfie wearing a blue shirt, blue sweater, blue vest, anything blue, and you can submit that to the diabetes underscore program at ykhc.org for a chance to win some diabetes swag. Again, if you have any questions about that, feel free to give the diabetes department a call at 543-6133. Or you could email your questions or concerns to diabetes underscore program at ykhc.org. All right. So the holidays. Usually what comes to my mind when I say holidays or Thanksgiving, Christmas time, you know, it's a time for us to get together with our friends and our family and just have a good time and enjoy each other's company. Other than that, the other thought that I have is with the holidays, there is so much food going around, you know, just being thankful and grateful for what we have and our time together, as well as sharing the wealth, so to speak, like providing all these different meals or dishes with our friends and our family, that things could get a little hectic and carried away while, you know, celebrating the holidays. And, you know, this, I just want to share that, you know, we don't discourage, you know, people choosing the foods that they choose to eat, because food brings us joy and brings us comfort. There's just some little things we want to put out there about the holiday season. So a lot of it, especially if you have diabetes, So if you have diabetes and it's the holiday season, with the amount of food that is being presented, and we just want to provide some tips for planning around this. So, but that doesn't mean we don't want you to enjoy your holiday. A lot of this is just, you know, being aware of what your levels are and what is on the menu, so to speak. So a lot of the times, these holiday meals happen at odd times throughout the day. You know, people are usually eating dinner earlier in the afternoon before, you know, the normal meal times when it's just a regular day. So something like that can contribute to either to higher glucose levels than if you're just eating at a regularly scheduled meal. So if you take insulin injections or you take medications like metformin, you know, those help balance or lower your blood glucose, but you may need to be snacking throughout the day just to keep your glucose levels at a reasonable level. But again, if you have any questions or concerns about how well your blood glucose levels are doing, just give your provider or your health aide a call. Or if you have, if you do speak to our diabetes case managers regularly, you know, just give them a call and let them know about your concerns. One of the ways to also compensate for all this good food going around is to be physically active. So that means, you know, getting up, walking around a little bit more, and try and include your family in this. Start making it a tradition as a family to take breaks from the dining room, kitchen, living room, wherever you guys are celebrating, and enjoy the walk outside. It might be a little cold up here in the north, but, you know, people do find fun activities to do outside during the winter, and just make that a family tradition. You know, that will continue to be passed on. Every time you finish a meal, get up as a family and take a quick walk for about 5-10 minutes. Other ways to try to have a more meaningful, or not meaningful, but a healthier Thanksgiving or holiday. Try making the foods you normally eat with healthier versions of that. So one of the questions is, like, will this casserole taste just as good with fat-free or light sour cream instead of regular? Can you steam any of these vegetables that you have in your meal instead of sautéing them on the stovetop in butter? So those are just some little things you can do to make a meal healthier, is to look for fat-free or light sour creams, or, well, not just sour creams, but those kinds of foods, and steaming vegetables instead. And when you're making desserts, you can use a little bit less sugar, or find other ways to make the similar baking dish. Other ways to have a good and productive holiday is to just nibble on foods while you're cooking or waiting to eat. So the foods that you should be nibbling on should be things that won't make your blood glucose levels get really high. So I'm talking about, you know, try to limit how much grains or carbohydrates you're eating. So I do highly suggest maybe bringing a platter of raw veggies, or, like I was mentioning earlier, those steamed veggies as well. And you could create low calorie dip, or, you know, low fat cheese. So try and stay away from high calorie or fried appetizers when you're nibbling throughout the day. I just know that there are some times when I am so focused on cooking that I'm not eating anything, and I start getting a little shaky, And I'm like, when was the last time I eat? Oh, that's like 10 hours ago. And it starts coming like to my mind, I should probably eat a little bit something so I don't pass out. So again, you know, just be mindful of your glucose levels and the amount of food that you're eating throughout the day. And you could also just be selective. You know, a traditional Thanksgiving meal, they are normally high in carbohydrates. There's mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuffing, corn dinner rolls, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, all these other desserts. All those will increase your blood glucose levels dramatically. And, you know, you don't have to sample everything on the table. And you can just have a reasonable portion of your favorite foods and then pass on the rest. So if, for example, if your favorite food or Thanksgiving meal includes having stuffing, you should probably pass on having any of those dinner rolls, because those just continue to raise your blood sugar levels. And then when it comes to having that candied yam dish or mashed potatoes, choose one or the other. And if you do really actually want to try everything on the table, make your portions of each of those items smaller than normal, or than you would if you were having just one of those. And moving on to that, we have just eat smaller portions while on the holiday meal plan. Because, again, a lot of these foods are high in carbohydrates. So if you're watching your portion sizes, or if you can't decide on one or two of the foods you want to eat, you know, just take very small portions of those dishes. And, again, you know, if you are concerned with your blood sugar levels, you should be checking them during this time. And, yeah, just monitoring it. Additional things is to just eat your vegetables. So when you get your vegetables on a plate, if you eat those first, they'll help fill you up and keep you from, or not, they won't completely keep you from overeating on the high calorie and the high fat foods on the table, but they will definitely be there to assist in making your stomach a little bit fuller. So, again, with these holidays and any other special occasions, there is usually a lot of dessert. So that could be cake for a birthday, you're having pie for Thanksgiving. You know, sweets are pretty much everywhere during this time. So it is important to remember that most of these sweets have a lot of calories and carbohydrates, even in small portions. So you need to pay attention to how much you are taking for yourself. So you can work in any of these sweet treats for you in your meal plan by replacing a small portion of dessert or other carbohydrate that is already there in your meal. What that means is if you want a serving of pumpkin pie, you should choose to pass on eating any dinner rolls or sweet potatoes during the main course. And additional tips for the holiday season is to decide ahead of time of what and how much you will be eating, and giving polite "no thank you, I'm full" to any of those that may be pressuring you to try a bit more. It's okay to say no. So another tip is to share your dessert with someone else. Or you could scrape off any high-calorie whipped cream topping or extra frosting. And again, revising any recipes that you may have. So a lot of the desserts you can make, you can actually use less sugar or replace half of that sugar with a sugar substitute. And yeah, and again, just be mindful of what you eat and how fast you're eating it. We just did a mindful eating experiment or activity with some folks who joined us for our diabetes support group last Thursday. And what mindful eating is focusing on the food that you are going to be consuming and taking that and really focusing on what that is, how it feels, what it smells like, how it tastes or dissolves in your mouth as you're chewing it, and just being very in the moment. Whereas a lot of us, myself included, tend to, you know, eat our meals sitting in front of the TV, reading something on the internet, being on our phone. A lot of that is distracting us from what it is that we're doing. Like if you go see a movie in the movie theater and you get a big tub of popcorn, that is something, you know, mindless eating. You're just doing that because it's a reaction, or I don't know exactly how to put that, but it's something to do while you're watching something. And this mindfulness activity, I would encourage our listeners to, if you are actually snacking on something, actually look at the thing that you're snacking on. Feel what the texture is like. If, you know, it's a finger food, hold it up to your nose and, you know, smell that. Can you see if you start salivating just at the smell of it? Maybe there's a sound if it's a candy wrapper, you know, what that candy wrapper sounds like when you open it. And then again, once, you know, you're ready to eat, just take a small bite and just be aware of the sensations that start occurring as you are chewing this tasty treat. You'd be surprised on whether or not you really enjoy a food or you really do not like a food. I used to love these Chex Mix Muddy Buddies that were either peanut butter or it was chocolate. I thought I really liked it. And then I tried doing a mindfulness exercise with it, and I came to the realization I didn't actually like any of it. But when, you know, you're eating two, three, you know, well, maybe four or five of them at a time, you know, and you're just chowing away at them, you don't really have time to appreciate the flavors or the texture. It's just that immediate flavor that I enjoyed. But when I did the mindfulness activity, I didn't like how it felt in my hands. I didn't enjoy the way that it smelled. And after that initial flavor blast, if anyone has ever had an experience with like bubble yum or any of these other really cheap bubble gums, you know, the flavor goes away in like 3 to 5 seconds. That first burst of juiciness, you're like, yes, I love it, I want more. But then you're just chewing on this weird rubbery texture thing forever how long, because there's no more flavor. And that's what this Muddy Buddy was like to me, and I did not like that. And then it just also felt weird. Did not appreciate it. So I went from liking something to actually not liking it, and it is nowhere near the things that I want to purchase anymore. I do encourage mindful eating this holiday season. Just take some time to yourself and really appreciate the food that you have in front of you. I'm definitely going to be trying that. So if any of our listeners want more information on that, just type into Google mindful eating and you will find out more. Well, if any of our callers, if any of our listeners have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. You could also email your questions or comments to radio@kyuk.org. So, while we're talking about diabetes, there is some studies that have come to light recently that with an early diagnosis or a recent diagnosis of type 2 diabetes, substantial weight loss can potentially decrease the effect of diabetes or bring your glucose levels down or your A1C down to a normal level. Does that mean that you will be completely free from diabetes? The answer is no, but with substantial weight loss, you can essentially be back in that pre-diabetes to normal A1C level. Much like how Katie was talking during the intro, that diabetes can be completely managed without any medication with just diet and exercise. So what is this substantial weight loss? What is that amount? So experts have been saying that losing about 15% of your starting weight is enough to bring your type 2 diabetes levels down to the pre-diabetes to normal levels. So what is that in numbers? If we start with somebody who is about 200 pounds, the amount of weight that they have should lose is about 30. So this is a, you know, pretty good news for those of us or those of you who may have just been recently diagnosed with type 2 diabetes or even pre-diabetes, that losing weight is one of the ways to try and get this diagnosis or disease under control as soon as possible. Again, if you have any questions or concerns about diabetes or if you have any questions about diabetes, whether that's pre-diabetes, type 1, type 2, or gestational diabetes, feel free to give the diabetes number a call, which is 543-6133. Or you could make an appointment to meet with your provider or your health aide, and they will get you the information you need. All right. So, again, the things that we are, or events that we are doing for National Diabetes Month is we are having A1C screening booths in the hospital and the new YK building from 11 to 1 p.m. today. And we also have a grocery store tour for participants to learn about groceries or learn about the produce and the types of foods that they could get in a reasonable budget with our registered dietitian, Rachel Spaulding. That will be occurring today from 3 to 5 p.m. at the AC store. If you want more information on that, feel free to give the diabetes number a call at 543-6133. Other things that we have going on is today is World Diabetes Day, so show diabetes support by wearing blue and taking a selfie with yourself and some friends and submitting that photo to diabetes_program@ykhc.org for a chance to win some diabetes swag and some gear. Additional events that we have, we will be doing additional screenings, and when I say screenings, A1C screenings, in the hospital lobby next week, Wednesday, and the following week. So pretty much every Wednesday of this month, we are doing A1C screening. So if you are on the fence on getting your glucose levels checked or your A1C checked, you know, and you're here in Bethel or visiting Bethel on those days, just stop by one of those booths from 11 to 1 and we can get you a result in about 6 minutes. This result does not diagnose you, but if you do have any concerns, you could definitely make an appointment with to see a provider or to get your blood work done. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to give the diabetes number a call at 543-6133. All right, that's all I have for you today. Thank you for listening to Wellness Wednesday with the YKHC Diabetes Prevention and Control Department. This is your host, Ray Peterson. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Wellness Wednesdays on KYUK, a show about the health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Catch us every Wednesday at 10 a.m.